Hey guys, Will Durst here to say congratulations to President Barack Obama. Wonderful speech in front of the United Nations General Assembly, rallying the world against terrorism. Proves a guy can be plenty tough when the time calls for it. Matter of fact, he's got to be the most belligerent of all Nobel Peace Prize winners ever. Good to see the great facilitator finally get to facilitate. After almost 6 years, that's got to feel good. Suck sand, Mitch McConnell. One minor quibble. He keeps calling the band of roving terrorists ISIL. From the beginning, we were told they answered to the Islamic State of Syria, or ISIS. But recently, a plethora of monikers have popped up. ISIS, ISIL, the Islamic State, and the cretinous toad butt-wiped lizard sticks. That's my favorite. The Islamic State seems to be the worst choice, since they are neither very Islamic nor a state. A group of UK Muslims has asked the Brits to call them the un-Islamic State, and John Kerry calls them the enemy of Islam. But those are as likely to catch on as calling dynamite pixie dust. The French foreign minister calls them Daesh, which is an anagram of their Arabic name. He goes so far as to call them the Daesh cutthroats, which the terrorist organization says is disrespectful. Ain't that always the way? People who famously cut throats hate being called cutthroats. Well, mister, maybe you should have thought of that before getting kicked out of Al-Qaeda for being too radical. Daesh sounds like douche, so it would be fitting to call them Daesh bags. Or since they're exponential factor fundamentalists, might be fun to refer to them with a pork component. The sausage heads, or awful awfuls, or bacon boobs. Still like cretinous toad butt-wipe lizard sticks, but that's probably not going to catch on either. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.